This is Twit.
Many of us were pretty excited to hear about Apple's smart speaker, the HomePod. But the more game-changing announcement was probably ARKit, a new developer tool that will help the Cupertino company take a giant leap into augmented reality. Joining us to discuss Apple's AR future is Sean Hollister from CNET. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Hi, how's it going?
And happy first Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. She might be a little bit noisy during the segment, so apologies if you hear her over me.
Is that your real baby or is she an augmented reality baby?
She is both. She is always constantly in my mind, no matter where I am. So you can kind of call it mixed reality in that wherever I go, I see her appear out of thin air in front of my eyes. But also she is right here with me right now.
Awesome. So what do you make of Apple's WWDC announcement?
I was not super impressed by any of the augmented reality or virtual reality things I saw Apple show off on stage. And then it struck me, the fact that they're doing this at all at the scale that they're talking about is super important. Even if none of the individual announcements, even if this demonstration from Peter Jackson's company, Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings, he has a company called Wingnut AR, showed off this incredible demo, graphically impressive demo, where you've got this kind of diorama of a scene where you can see like fighting little jet fighters like flying around and battling. Even though that wasn't super impressive to me, the fact that they are going to have this AR kit for app developers to start building augmented reality applications right now with an off-the-shelf iPhone is way ahead of where everybody else is in the market right now. Facebook says, hey, you could build some AR stuff around the camera if you partner with us. Snapchat says, hey, you want to build some AR filters? We can do that. Google says, we would love for you to buy our crazy phones that are gigantic and have all this special camera hardware that we're going to require manufacturers to put in there. Apple says you can do it with an off-the-shelf iPhone, single camera. You don't need a dual-lens camera. You don't need any of this fancy stuff. They're making it work with an iPhone or an iPad with the single camera that's built in there. And we're going to start seeing all these applications there on the App Store. And that, to me, is just way ahead of what anybody else is doing right now.
So you think that makes more sense than the goggles or glasses that other companies are talking about? HoloLens, for example?
The goggles, the glasses are the eventual play. Eventually, you know, we want to all just have it built into our regular set of glasses, our regular sunglasses, carry it around with us everywhere and not have a big, bulky thing. But the companies aren't there yet. We saw what happened with Google Glass when they tried that. Everybody had to make fun of that because it was just ridiculous to imagine people wearing this device. We've heard a lot about Magic Leap, this mysterious company that has a mixed reality in the cards but won't show it off to anybody. And we keep hearing rumors that maybe that's because it just disgustingly ugly right now and gigantic, and they're not ready for market either. The HoloLens, I've worn that. I don't know if you've worn that yet, but you wear the HoloLens, and it's kind of this heavy contraption on your head that only has a couple hours of battery life. This iPhone that everybody's carrying around in their pocket with them anyhow, to be able to do these kinds of things there, it's a big deal. And when Apple's ready with their glasses, when they've figured out what the form factor looks like, when they've gotten it to the point where it's, you know, the Apple product that you typically come to know from them, where it's, you say, hey, how didn't anybody imagine the device could look like this, could feel like this, could be this portable before Apple came out with it? That's what we're going to eventually see from Apple, I think. In the meantime, they've got all these developers making the apps on these devices that they already own, that they already know there's going to be a market for those apps.
Yeah, and the lack of a requirement of specialized hardware. I've been really interested in following the project kind of Tango development. Along the way, I've been, when I've actually had my hands on the hardware, aside from this I/O, which was a little different, but in previous iterations, been slightly unimpressed compared to what I expected out of it. This time, a little bit more so, but I find it so striking, so interesting that Google has been developing for a few years now with dedicated hardware, and that's been their approach, yet Apple comes out of the gate. How are their approaches so different? How is Apple just taking the hardware on the phone and making this happen? And why didn't a company like Google figure that out?
I imagine Google is kicking themselves right now, wondering why they didn't figure it out. But I think for quite a while now, people had thought It's going to be the headset. It's got to be the headset. It's got to be the headset where this happens, because you don't want augmented reality to be a thing you pull out of your pocket on a phone necessarily. You want it to be something that's ambient, that's all around you, that where you walk out of your house in the morning, you see these virtual pathways that don't actually exist in front of you, telling you where to go, telling you, you know, signs around the road. Hey, there's a great restaurant there. I can tell without actually walking into the restaurant, without actually looking at Yelp, because I can see this overlay in front of my vision that's there all the time. And if you have to pull out the phone to do that, you know, there's a bit of friction there, in that you have to decide to do this. The same way I've got a rear view camera in my car. My car, like all cars from 2016 on, I think it's a requirement as 2018, have a built-in rear view camera, so that when you shift your car into reverse, the camera comes on, you can see what's behind you, you don't crash in anybody, you don't run over any small children and things like that. You can buy an aftermarket one of these devices for a car that's earlier than that, that doesn't have this rear view camera. But I don't think people use those, because it requires, when they get into their car, they have to say, okay, I want to use my rear view camera application. And they put their phone on their dashboard, they have to stick it up there, and they say, okay, now I'm ready to back up, where they could have just looked over their shoulder and gone on with their business already. So the idea, I think, was that it had to be in the glasses. But all of a sudden, with this more rudimentary vision of augmented reality, they can get started on the applications. The developers can get started knowing that Apple's probably going to give them a more interesting piece of hardware down the road. They can already prototype all of this stuff today. And the competition doesn't really have that. Microsoft just recently announced some mixed reality headsets that are about $300, where they can start to build those applications, knowing that down the road Microsoft will have better HoloLenses, better wireless gear. In the meanwhile, that's still a device, $300, that consumers aren't going to have, that developers have to buy special if they want to build for Microsoft. Whereas in Apple's platform, everybody has these iPhones and iPads already.
So what about...
Yes, continue.
What about VR? What about Mac? Apple VR on the Mac? What did you think about those announcements?
So the VR was even a little bit... How do I put this? It feels like Apple is hesitant to jump headfirst into virtual reality. They didn't say the word game once on stage, video game, even though that's what most of the other virtual reality platforms are focusing on. Is we know that video gamers will buy into virtual reality. Let's build amazing things for them, because we know they'll kickstart this market. And Apple didn't say a video game. Everything they did was around content creation. Even this Star Wars demo that we have on screen right now, this Lucasfilm demo that we're seeing on here, is a demonstration of how folks at Lucasfilm can make Star Wars scenes with virtual reality, not how gamers are necessarily going to experience them. And I think that was very intentional. I think Apple is intentionally saying, hey, we know you content creators want to work on Macs. You have Macs already. Let's let you do that. But we don't think that this is the immediate future. We don't think that this is what everybody's going to want as an entertainment system right now. And sure enough, on the side of the other VR hardware manufacturers, we have seen sales have been pretty slow. Mm-hmm. We know that there are 5 million or so Gear VR devices out there, probably more now, since there's been a few months since that announcement. We know that there's been, probably a million of Vives here and a chunk of Oculus Rifts there. But VR is still very small, and Apple doesn't need to get into it right away in a big way for consumers. And what's super interesting to me is that's very different from what Google and Facebook with Oculus and these other companies are doing. They're saying, we can do augmented reality already. Mm. We'll do virtual reality later. Every other company, all the forecasts, all the sales forecasts have been, augmented reality is going to be the eventual amazing technology, but you can get into VR right now. And Apple's just flipping that equation on their head.
So I know you talked to Tim Sweeney, the founder of Epic Games. What did he think about Apple and VR?
Tim, too, believes that VR is something that's going to be bigger further down the road. That was something we got into in our interview. But to him, a company, Tim Sweeney with Epic Games, his company builds the Unreal Engine, which is one of the biggest tools game developers use to create their games. So for him, it's a big deal to have this on the content creation side, even if it's not necessarily for consumers yet. But he does say, too, that there will be games for this platform, that there will be Mac VR games for those folks who have these expensive Apple computers to run them on. And it's something where you do have to buy one of the highest-end Macs out there. You've got to get a Mac Pro at like $5,000. You've got to spend $2,500, I believe, maybe a little bit more than that for the highest-end iMac with that graphics card built in. But he says there will be some titles there. He expects that VR will be a thing on Mac for consumers in a way that it just hasn't been an option until now.